Hello, everybody. Welcome to Morning English. This is Nora.
Hello, everyone. This is Summer. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。
今天呢，有一个好消息要告诉大家，是一个特别大的好消息。那么，总是有同学问我们，口语要怎么提高，英文要怎样提高得更快？当然了，听我们的节目就是很好的方法。但是除此之外呢，上直播课，有问题向老师提出来，当场解决，进步就可以更快了。所以我们早安呢，免费给大家开设了中外教的直播课程。怎么参加呢？只要在微信搜索早安英文，私信回复直播两个字，就可以参与我们的免费直播群啦。
是的，我们中外教老师啊，每天都在群里免费给大家上课。大家如果有英语学习问题呢，也可以直接在群里提出来。已经有上万的同学听过我们的免费直播课程了，大家赶紧微信搜索早安英文，私信回复直播两个字来加入吧。
Alright, so Summer, today's topic is like an old friend which we've talked about many times.
What is it?
Sisters Who Make Waves Season 2.
这个话题确实像老朋友一样了，之前我们就聊过浪姐二的那英，还有港港姐杨钰莹。
是的，那你觉不觉得这个有点像舞台的直拍，每一个姐姐我们都要聊一次。
哎，讲到这个直拍还真有个小故事。我之前就搜这个直拍嘛，就搜到一个词叫做 penhold。
Penhold、就是手握铅笔。 What does it have to do with the stage or the camera?
对啊，其实我搜到这个 penhold 和镜头真的没关，它其实指的就是打乒乓球的那个直拍。
所以直拍的姿势就是拿铅笔的姿势。
对，我自己意识到之后觉得很冷。好，那我们说回来啊，这个舞台上的直拍呢，其实就可以用这个词啊， focused camera。
对，是有一个表达， focus a camera on somebody or something， 也就是镜头对准谁的意思。比如说 he focused a camera on my face。
这句话意思就是说镜头怼着你的脸在拍。
对，很显胖。所以 focused camera 就是指的直拍，那后面它搭配的这个介词啊是用的 on。 比如说那英的直拍就可以说 the focused camera is on 那英。
Right, so who's on our focus camera today?
Okay, it's on a very beautiful woman with great acting skills and a happy marriage。
所以我们今天直拍这位姐姐呢，演技好，然后婚姻又幸福。那猜不出来，因为好多姐姐都是这样。
那就不卖关子了。我们今天要聊的这位呢，就是胡静。
Wow, I have to admit that she has the look that I really like. 她的长相真的就长到了我的审美上。
Me too. So in today's podcast, let's talk more about that. 那么今天的内容呢，都整理成了文字版的笔记。欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
So on the stage of Sisters Who Make Waves, 胡静 really left a stunning first impression.
Yeah, I remember that. 胡静第一次在节目中亮相的时候啊，真的非常的养眼。那这种第一次亮相，第一印象，我们就可以用到这个词组 first impression.
Yeah, she left an impression on all the audience with the red bodycon dress and a black trench coat.
Yeah, a red bodycon dress.It means the dress that fits very closely to the body.
Yeah, the dress is very tight. 刚这个 dress 是连衣裙嘛，然后这种 bodycon dress 指的就是修身的紧身的裙子。Because bodycon is short for body conscious. We talked about the word conscious before, right?
Yeah, 那这个 conscious 就是指的有意识的， health conscious 就是有健康意识的， body conscious 就是指意识到自己的身材，也就是说紧身的。
对。So Nora, do you like wearing a bodycon dress in summer? You know, you've got a nice figure.
Thank you, but no. I like dresses that are more casual or chic.
Chic Nora, 时尚的 Nora. 好，那说回胡静，她除了穿了紧身裙，还穿了一件很酷的黑色风衣。这个风衣呢，我们就可以说 trench coat.
Yeah, 然后你知道 trench 这个单词本来是指什么吗？
好像是沟渠是吗？
对，但是在战争时期的时候呢，这种风衣非常的实用，所以之后大家发现这种衣服还挺好看的，就流行起来了，所以也就沿用了这个名字 trench coat.
I see. So with the bodycon dress and the trench coat, you can imagine how cool she looked like.
Exactly. And some commented that she seemed to show up at the wrong occasion.
就是她太霸气了，别人都说她走错了场子。
嗯，那这个霸气大家能够想到什么样的表达吗？那比如说最简单的，大家可以说 cool, 对不对？ She's just too cool.
Yeah. And also I've got one. We can say it felt as if she had the world at her feet.
Have the world at her feet.字面的意思就是说整个世界都在他的脚下，那这个表达就非常的霸气啊。
对，就更霸气。And we can also use the expression to describe people who are very famous, popular, or successful.
嗯，那我还想到另外一个在美式英语中常见的一个口语表达、mm-hmm. 叫做 badass. It means very good or impressive.
Right, 就是特别厉害，特别酷的意思。然后经常可以做一个形容词。Like, we are badass teachers.
Yeah,
she's
we are.
Yeah, and she's a badass woman.
对，那东西很酷也可以说 I want to get a badass car.
You're already badass yourself.
I think so. Thank you. 那我们说回胡静啊，她亮相虽然非常的霸气，但是她在舞台上跳了一段古典舞，非常的惊艳。
Yeah, she performed a one-minute classical dancing. It was really impressive.那这个古典舞和古典音乐一样都可以用 classical 这个单词 classical music, classical dance.
And do you know how much is the black dress that she wore on stage?
嗯，她跳舞穿那条裙子的价格吗？我猜应该很贵，眼看其他姐姐的衣服还有首饰啊都很 pricey.
No, not Hu Jin. Her dress is just 500 yuan.
Really? 500 yuan?
Mm-hmm.
But when she wears that dress, it feels like it's 500,000 yuan.
That's because she's a really elegant and beautiful actress.
嗯，确实，她是一个名演员嘛，尤其我记得她的古装扮相真的很美。
对，诶，不过说到这个古装啊，大家会不会想到用到 ancient 这个词，然后就连起来 ancient clothes?
那其实不是，因为 ancient clothes 指的是古老的服装了。其实要说古装呢，用 costume 这个单词就可以了。Because it means the set of clothes typical of a particular country or period history. 指的就是特定国家或者历史时期的衣服。
So we can say Hu Jin is very attractive in costume.
对，她当时演了，我记得是有大明宫词、孝庄秘史、康熙秘史，好多好多这样子古装剧。那这古装剧直接就可以说 costume drama. And she earned her fame and the Best Actress Award.By performing in several costume dramas.
我记得《诗经》里面有一句话就非常的合适来形容她、
mm-hmm.
说是巧笑倩兮美目盼兮。
哇，那玩意太文艺了。那正好也给大家分享一下这个翻译大家许渊冲呢对这句话的翻译。他翻的是 And dark and wide her speaking eyes, her cheeks with smiles and dimples glow.
That's also very beautiful. Her speaking eyes,意思就是说她的眼睛好像会说话 Smiles and dimples glow. Dimples 就是指的酒窝，那这句话其实就是说笑起来会有很好看的小酒窝。
Yeah, alright. Now I know how to describe her beauty. You also said earlier that she's happily married, right?
Yeah, 她不仅人美戏好，婚姻呢也是非常的幸福。那这个婚姻幸福大家就有可能会说成 a happy marriage，不过呢其实也可以用到 happily 这个副词 She's happily married、
mm-hmm. And who did she marry to?
She married to a Malaysian business tycoon、
Malaysian, 马来西亚的，所以她嫁到马来去了，然后老公是一位 business tycoon, 商业大佬。这个大佬啊，我们平常可以用 giant, behemoth, 还有这个 tycoon 都可以，
都是表巨头的意思。
Yeah.
And you knowTheir wedding was the talk of the town with regional television stations recording the ceremony.
So that's a very high-key wedding. 很高调的婚礼，每个人都在谈论这个，就可以说 it was a talk of the town.
不过他自己在节目中是说自己就是普通家庭了，
虽然有点凡尔赛，对吧？但我觉得他真的是很可爱，而且很优秀。
对，那么最后也希望我们的静姐可以在台上继续发光发亮了。That's all the time we have today.
那最后呢，大家别忘了报名参加免费中外教直播课啊！只要你是英语的初中级学习者，想要快速提高自己的英语水平，就一定不要错过我们这次免费的中外教直播啦。
对，但是我们的入群限量名额是200个，所以想进入免费直播群的同学，就赶紧去微信搜索“早安英文”公众号，回复“直播”两个字就可以加入了。Thank you so much for listening. This is Nora.
This is Summer. See you next time. Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。